弟兄姊妹，我们先把这个第三篇的篇题下面哥罗西书二章二章六节到十五节，然后十九节这几节，我们先一同来读一读，好不好？好。
Brothers and sisters, we'll read the verses, Colossians 2:6 to 2:15 and Colossians 2:19.
我们还好，好不好？这样，我们弟兄一节。姊妹一节，好吧？弟兄们，
brothers and sisters alternating.
好，弟兄们，你们既然接受
基督，As therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in Him, having been rooted and being built up in Him, and being established in the faith, even as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving.
Amen.
Verse 8, Beware that no one carries you off as spoil through his philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of man, according to the element of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you have been made full in him, who is the head of all, rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision, not made with hand, in the putting off of the body of the flesh, in the circumcision of Christ, buried together with him in baptism, in which also you were raised together with him through the faith of the operation of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, though dead in your offenses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our offenses, wiping out the handwritings in ordinances, which was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, nailing to the cross. Stripping off the rulers and the authorities, he made a display of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Verse 19, And not holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joint and sinew, grows with the growth of God. Thank the Lord.
看这个，这是第三，对吧？对不起，这是第五篇的信息。
This is message 5.
那么，通常第一篇
Divine dispensing of the Divine Trinity for the believer's gospel preaching and work. This is speaking regarding our preaching of the gospel. The purpose of dispensing is for serving and our living. The growth in lives are living, and this preaching the gospel is our serving. Let's read the Roman numerals. Through incarnation, Christ as the Word of God came to be man, a man with God as grace and reality for the dispensing of the divine Trinity, so that man may receive the fullness of the process triune God. It's okay now, yeah.This is the sequence in time sequence. The Roman numeral 1 is God became flesh. As grace and reality. This is the first step. God became man. Roman numeral 2. After his incarnation, Christ passed through human living, then was crucified on the cross to die an all-inclusive death for his divine dispensing. First step is incarnation. Second step is his human living and was crucified. This crucifixion is for the divine dispensing. Roman numeral 3 is the third step. In resurrection, Christ as the last Adam became the life-giving spirit and enter into his believers as his Holy Spirit. This is step three. In resurrection, he became the life-giving spirit. The purpose is to dispense his life. The life-giving spirit can enter into the believers. This is the intrinsic dispensing. Romans 4. In resurrection, Christ is our living land, and we can absorb him as our rich soil in which we have been rooted, so that we may grow with elements that we absorb from the soil.
Amen.
Romans 3 talk about in resurrection, he became the life-giving spirit. Enter into man. In Romans 4, it's in resurrection, then man enter into him. He is the rich soil that we can enter into him. Colossians 2:7 talk about having been rooted and being built up. That's Roman number 4:5. Christ as the compound spirit became the anointing ointment, and as the consummation of the process triune God became the bountiful supply of the divine Trinity for his dispensing. Not only is a life-giving spirit, he went through the process for dispensing. This spirit is a compound spirit. Compound meaning that he has divinity and humanity. This compound spirit is for anointing. This anointing, ointment, is the Jesus. The Spirit of Jesus Christ.
It
has divinity and humanity, and the death and the resurrection, with the effectiveness of death and effectiveness of resurrection. This compound spirit has the all, has the bountiful supply. He not only entered into man as a spirit, but also brought in all the supply, the bountiful supply. All these 5 points talk about he went through the process. He is incarnated. He went through death. He's resurrected. He became the life-giving spirit, entered into man. In resurrection, he's also the soil that we can enter into him. And this compound spirit include divinity, humanity, the death and resurrection, and all the bountiful supply. These are the first 5 points coming from his perspective, from God's perspective. In Romans 6, start coming from our angle. Point six, and let's read together. In regeneration, Christ dispensed himself as the spirit of the divine life into our spirit as the initiation of the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity, making us the branches of him as the true vine. The first 5 points is his process, and here is our process. Our process start with the regeneration. Romans 7. In the Christian life, Christ as the living water waters the believers, as the living bread feeds the believers, and as the consummation of the process triune God flows out from the inward parts of the believers. He regenerated us. He gave us life, but he also to be the life supply for us. He's the living water. He's the living bread. He gave us life. He gave us life supply. Not only just living, but we can live him out. And this is flows out, not only flow into us, flow out from the inward part of the believers. So there's a flowing in and a flowing out. After regeneration, we can live. We have the life supply, flow in and flow out, full of life. Romans 8, in our gospel preaching and our work in the Lord, the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity is our rich and bountiful supply. In Romans 8, start talking about the subject of this message. In our preaching the gospel, in our serving service, this divine dispensing is our rich and bountiful supply. We need to receive his dispensing. We need to receive his supply so that we can preach the gospel and become a man to serve him and to preach the gospel. Romans 9. We need to see the way to receive the fullness of the process trying God as grace and reality to the believers. Here is the way. The way. Every message, we have the vision at the beginning, and there's a practical way to carry it out. We need to receive the process triune God, receive his fullness, reach to be our supply. And then we can use what's been dispensed into us to serve him, to preach the gospel, to dispense the riches to others. We'll come back to the way. Five different points. There are total nine major points. The thought is very clear. The divine dispensing of divine Trinity went through the process. The purpose is to dispense to us. We are receiving such a dispense today. We are also in such a process. The divine Trinity dispenses into us, and then we dispense to others. And this is our service. This is our preaching of the gospel. This message is laid out in such a clear way. Maybe two by two, we can pray read this point. And after pray reading, then you can two by two to speak to one another so that we can see the major point of this particular message. So, just pray read the major point only, not the sub points. And then just speak to one another. Amen. Okay, brothers and sisters, thank the Lord. I think we have kind of study first today. We kind of went through the thought through this major 9 points. And through our pre-reading, we can touch the burden of this message. Every major point, and some of them don't have any sub-points. The purpose is just to show us the process. The detail may not be described here, but the main burden is show us the process. This divine dispensing is for our gospel preaching and work. Not until we got to point six, we have him flow out from our inward parts. Our gospel preaching is flows out. It's allowing him to flow out of us. In order to flow out, we need to flow, allow him to flow into us. The first 5 points talk about he went through all the process. The purpose is to be able to dispense into us, can flow into us, so that we can flow him out. Maybe we should just speak on this process again. God went through the process. He was incarnated. He bring us the grace and reality. He went through a human living. He was crucified. And this crucifixion is an all-inclusive death. Has terminated all the negative things and bring in the positive things. Then he resurrected. He resurrected, became the life-giving spirit, so he can enter into man. Not only he entered into us, Romans 4 told us that he can also, we can also live in him. He's the living land. We can live in him. He's a life-giving spirit living in us. We live in him. We're living in this living land. So we can absorb him as our rich soil. Then in Romans 5, this, after his resurrection, he is the life-giving spirit. Also, he is a compound spirit. In this compound spirit, he has all the elements, humanity, divinity, the death and resurrection, and this is the bountiful supply to us. This bountiful supply is a, in us, has the divinity, humanity, death to terminate all things, resurrection to bring in the new creation. And so in first 5 points talk about his process. Then point 6 to 9 talk about our process. So in regeneration, he entered into us. We are the branch of the true vine. We also, in our Christian life, and he is the living water and living bread, so that we can grow, we can, so that we can flow him out, so that we can flow into others. And this is the gospel preaching, and this is our work, and this is the shepherding. We need to see that we need to receive such a rich and bountiful supply. Point 9 is correspond to point 1. Point 1 talk about we receive him as the grace and reality. In point 9, talk about we need to see the way to receive the fullness of the process triune God as grace and reality. So these 2 points are corresponding to one another. There are many of the Roman numerals do not have any sub-points. And the main burden is described to us the process. Some of the sub-points are covered in some other messages. We have read through the Roman 1 and Roman 2. Roman 2, he has died an all-inclusive death. Here are some sub-points. Talk about the all-inclusive death. Brothers, point A, Christ as the Lamb of God took away our sin. Sisters, B, Christ as the brown serpent destroys Satan, the ruler of this world. And in Christ, the ruler of this world has nothing, no ground, no chance, no hope, and no possibility in anything. Brother C, Christ as the grain of wheat relieves the divine life for the producing of many believers by imparting, dispensing the divine life into them. D, the blood that came out of Christ at his crucifixion symbolized the redeeming aspect of his all-inclusive death, and the water that came out of him symbolizes the life-imparting aspect of his all-inclusive death. Altogether, E, the altar of the temple, signifying the cross of Christ, was the center not only of the inner court, but also of the entire premises of the temple. This reveals that the cross is the center of the universe. Brothers, point one, as the center of the universe, the cross points to the all-inclusive death of Christ, which involved God, man, and all the creatures. Point two, Christ's death on the cross was the release of God and the termination of man and all negative things. Three, in Christ's death, God passed through death in man to be released, and man died in God to be terminated. Point four, the cross typified by the altar spreads in every direction and in every corner of God's building. If we wish to contact God and enjoy his riches in his house, we must pass through the cross. Romans 2 talk about his human living, his incarnated human living, and die an all-inclusive death. This death is not a termination, it's an accomplishment. Because this death took away our sin. God, Christ is the Lamb of God. In our old creation, our most troublesome problem is sin. The wage of sin is death. Point B, this all-inclusive death destroys Satan. Satan is the adversary, God's adversary. He is accusing us. He destroyed the Satan, the ruler of this world. The world is under Satan, under the system of the Satan. To him, Christ has been crucified. The ruler of this world will be chased out. The sin has been dealt with. Satan and world has been dealt with. And this is all negative things. Point C, talk about he is the grain of wheat and producing many grains. This is the propagation of life. And his death is allow him to have the increase. Point D, talk about one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear. Immediately there came out blood and water. Blood is for redemption. The water is to impart life into us. His all-inclusive death not only accomplished the judicial redemption, he also accomplished the organic salvation. Both the redemption and salvation has been accomplished. Point E, talk about this is a great event in the universe. We only think about this is just related to man, but this is it's solving the problem in the whole entire universe. The all-inclusive death involved God, man, and all the creatures. Like point one said in Romans, all the creation are looking for all inclusive death has solved the problem for all the creations. Christ's death on the cross was the release of God. And to man is the termination of man and all the negative things. In Luke 12:49-50, so I have come to cast fire on the earth. How I wish that it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to be baptized. This baptism to be baptized is his death. He has been baptized by John the Baptist. And what is the baptism here? This baptism here is his death. I am pressed until it is accomplished. So this baptism and the divinity was pressed at this point. Point three, in Christ's death, God passed through death in man to be released. God passed through death in man to be released. The Christ Jesus came to man, became a man, and he was hidden in a shell of humanity. So the divinity was concealed until he died. Then the shell was broken. So God passed through death in man to be released. This divine life, this resurrected life, is released through the death in man. And man died in God to be terminated. Man, the humanity, died in God. It was terminated. This point three, this statement is very, very meaningful. In Christ's death, God passed through death in man to be released. And man died in God, the old man, to be terminated. Point four, the cross typified by the altar spread in every direction. The altar in the center of the temple. So it spread in every direction. This cross is the center of the universe. It's going to spread in every direction. So the cross is the center of the universe, the center of the all the creation. Roman 2 talk about the all, speak about the all-inclusive death, terminated sin, world, and Satan, and possibly he released life. And the cross has terminated all the problem in the universe. And all things are head up by in him. In Romans 3, talk about there's no subpoint. In resurrection, Christ as the life-giving spirit enter into. You pay attention to this. The gospel of God is intrinsic. It's of life. It's not something outward. It's intrinsic. Last week we talked about he is the blessing of all the heavenly blessing to us. He became the life-giving spirit, so he can enter into us. He can dispense the element of God into us. I think we are very familiar with this, so we're not going to get into too much detail here. Romans 4 is one of the major points for this message. We all know that he became the life-giving spirit, entered into us. But he is the living land. He is our rich soil that we need to enter into Him to absorb such all the riches. So this is a special burden here. Earlier we read the verses Colossians 2:6-15 and talk about we are rooted and being built up in Him. We are in this soil. What kind of soil are we in? How about point A? Colossians 2:8-15 presents a full description and definition of Christ as the soil, as we take time to absorb Him as the all-inclusive land. The facts in these verses become our experience. There are eight small points. It's the content of Colossians 2:8-15. In this soil, what are the elements in this soil? Point one, brothers, Christ as a soil is the one in whom all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. Amen. Point two, sisters, Christ as a soil is the head of the rule and authority. Brothers, three, in Christ as a soil, there is the killing power which puts the flesh to death. Four, in Christ as a soil, there is an element which causes us to be buried. In Christ as a soil, there is an element which causes us to be raised up. Six, in Christ as a soil, there is an element which vivifies us. Seven, in Christ as a soil, there is the wiping out of the handwriting of in ordinances, the nailing of His handwriting to the cross. Eight, in Christ as a soil, there is the victory over the evil spirit in the atmosphere. This 8 points are quoted from this all these verses. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The fullness of the Godhead in this soil. He came to bring us the fullness. And we became His fullness. And point two talk about there's a head of all rule and authority. He is the head of all rule and authority. He is the head in this soil. He's the head. In this soil also has the killing power. Colossians 2:11, you were circumcision not made with hands in putting off of the body of the flesh. So this deal with the cutting off the flesh, not only put to death, but also buried. In Christ, the soil is an element causes to be buried. Not only to be buried, but we also causes to be raised up. These are all the elements in this soil. We are put to death, we're buried, and then we're raised up in Him. Also, there is a life element which will vivify us. He will vivify us. We receive life and life supply. And also in this soil, there's a wiping out of the handwriting in the ordinances, which was against us, which was contrary to us. Point A, there's the victory over the evil spirit in the atmosphere. Stripping off the rulers and authorities, He made a display of them openly, triumphing over them in it. In this soil, there's a victory over the evil spirit in the atmosphere. And this is a rich soil. There's the fullness of God, there's the authority, there's a killing power, there's a causes us to be buried, causes us to be raised up, which vivifies us. He's also wiping out the handwriting in the ordinances, and it's also has the victory over the evil spirit. This is all the riches in such a soil. Christ is such a soil. Point B, we must take time to enjoy the Lord as the all-inclusive land so that all the elements of Christ as the rich soil may be absorbed into us, for us to be made full in Him in our experience. See, we need to forget our situation, our condition, our failure, and our weaknesses, and simply take time to absorb the Lord. As we take time to absorb Him, we grow with the growth of God in us for the building up of the body of Christ. In this point, our living, our serving is a result of a process. The divine Trinity went through a process, dispensed into us. Then in us, we flow Him out. So we can see there's also a process. Another, the main burden is Roman number 4. Is the main burden for this message. In all this, how about we read through these verses, Colossians 2:8 to 15. Beware that no one carries you off as spoil through his philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of man, according to the element of the world, and not according to Christ. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you have been made full in Him, who is the head of all rule and authority. In Him also you were circumcised with a circumcision, not made with hands, in the putting off of the body of the flesh, in the circumcision of Christ, buried together with Him in baptism, in which also you were raised together with Him through the faith of the operation of God, who raised Him from the dead. And you, though dead in your offenses and in some circumcision of your flesh, He made alive together with Him, having forgiven us all our offenses, wiping out the handwriting in ordinances, which was against us, which was contrary to us, and He has taken it out of the way, nailing it to the cross, stripping off the rules and rulers and authorities. He made display of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Brothers and sisters, verses 8 and 9 talk about the all in Him that dwells all the fullness of Godhead bodily. And verse 10 talk about, you have been made full in Him. All the fullness of Godhead is in Him. And then we have been made full in Him. It's all in Him. This is the main burden for this message. We should speak much about this. How about 2 by 2? Read through this, all these points, all the major point and the small point. Amen. After our prayer reading, brother, I believe you can touch the burden. The 3 point, A, B, and C. A talk about the rich element in the soil. Point B talk about we need to absorb. All the riches can be absorbed by us, then become His fullness. And then C talk about if we have this fullness, then we can grow with the growth of God in us, so we can be built up as the body of Christ.
那在这里，他一再的在三个重点，各位都读出来，他有一个特别强调几个字。
There's an emphasis.
花时间。
We spend time. We must take time.
花时间。
And take time to enjoy.
现在，我们的人生是什么？就是时间。
Our lifetime, you know, the most precious thing is time. When we consecrate ourselves, what do we consecrate? We consecrate our time. In the speaking message, the brother has shared some verses. This can help us prophesy. Isaiah, those who waited on him will be strengthened. Waited on him. Waited, meaning stop ourselves, terminate ourselves. Waiting, meaning spending time. You're waiting, waiting will be renewed and with strength. Isaiah 17:20. The evil thing. The evil thing is not to come to God. This is the most evil thing, is not to come. The evil thing is not the sinful thing. Evil thing is that we are not spending time before Him. This is very serious. Colossians 4:2, persevere in prayer. Persevere in prayer. Persevere means spending time. Spending time in prayer. Our whole lifetime is time, is a matter of time. If we don't spend time on the Lord, we spend time on other things other than the Lord. Last week, we love the priceless presence of the Lord. This present is priceless. There's no, you cannot put a price into it. When we spend time before the Lord, we spend time to come to the meeting, to shepherd one another, to pray. This is priceless. This is most precious. In the 12 basket full, there are two messages. In volume 7, there's a message. There's a volume 12, and volume 7, there's one to have a deep. Have a superficial living and then a deeper living. Are you living in a superficial way or you are living in a very deep way? They're quoting similar verses. We need to be rooted in Him. We need to be rooted in God. We need to be rooted. The deeper the root is, the better. Matthew 14:22. And immediately He compelled the disciples to step into the boat and to go before Him to the other side, while He sent away the crowds away. And after He sent the crowds away, He went up to the mountain privately to pray. And when the night fell, He was there alone. These two verses tells us we need to have private and intimate personal time before the Lord. In Matthew 6:6, also here, you need to enter into your private room. Shut your door. Shut your door. This is our root. This is a rooting. No one can see you. Your service may be visible. But this is a private room. This is shutting the door. You pray to your Father who is in secret. Your Father is in secret. We need to come to the prayer meeting in the church. But we also need to have a personal prayer. In the Song of Songs, we know the Shunammite has been transformed. In chapter 4, there's a whale concealed fountain. He is meeting with her husband. This is rooted. We need to have that personal time being rooted in him. Luke 8:13 is also quoted here. He hear the word, yet those have no root, who believe only for a while. No root. And in time of trial, they draw back. Matthew 13:6 also have no root, then dry it up. Here says no root, it draw back. But in Matthew, and the same portion in Mark, in 4:17, he stumbled. If no root, you're stumbled. If we're not spending time before the Lord, we have no root. In the gospel tells us we'll draw back, we will dry it up, and we will stumble. Ephesians 5:15 in Colossians also want us to redeem our time. Ephesians 5:15 talk about, do not be a foolish man, to be wise. Who are the wise men? Wise men are those to redeem their time, to know the will of God, redeem the time. Maybe we can have the saints to prophesy, spending time before the Lord, redeem the time. Spending time before the Lord is the most worthwhile. Maybe it's a waste in the other people's eyes, but in the eyes of God, this is the most precious. Recently, I have read a portion in Brother Nee writing, talk about how do you count your spiritual days? How do you count your spiritual age? I will read a portion regarding how do you count the spiritual age. We have wasted a lot of time. In Joel 2:25, all the time being eaten by the locusts, the Lord will give us back the time. Maybe you are 60 already. You may not have time. All your age of your strength has been wasted. There's a politician, Gladstone, a British politician. When you are young, you can go. Even though I'm on the political stage, but I regret. If I have three life, I will preach my younger years has been wasted. He encouraged this Gladstone. He is a very important political person in the 19th century. If you read the international politics under the Victoria, Queen Victoria, he's one of the prime minister. There's two different parties. This both of his prime minister are allowing Britain to be, Great Britain to be prevailing in the world. He has been, he was the prime minister for four terms. They contribute very much to the Great Britain's political power in the world.
Glassstone,
if you read this, look up this word, this person, he, at his old age, he said that he has three lives. He would go and preach the gospel. This portion of the word would help us. No matter how prosperous you are, this Glassstone lived until 89. He spent so much time for his country, for Great Britain. But he had encouraged the young preacher, if I have three lives, I will give every one of the lives to preach the gospel. Your time may be
The
spiritual a time is not
counted.
Brothers and sisters, we want to spend time before the Lord. Redeem the time. Redeem the time meaning it's now. It's now. Spending time now. Not wait until in the future. Redeeming time means spending time now. There's another portion, Brother Nee mentioned. Everything you spend before the Lord are bright. Anything you do without the Lord is in darkness.
Jude
left the Lord, left the presence of the Lord. And hit the betrayal.
And
he entered into darkness. He is never going to have a light. Right day. Whenever we do not have the Lord, we have the darkness. We are in darkness. This Roman numeral 4 is the major burden, spending time before the Lord in order to gain all the riches in the soil, so that if we spend time before the Lord, all these riches will become the fullness for us. Roman 5, talk about the compound spirit. Exodus 30, talk about we have the myrrh, we have fragrant cinnamon, we have the calamus, all these ingredients. This is the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Romans 6, just talk about in our regeneration, we receive the life dispense into us, then we become the branches of the true vine. John 15:5, I am the vine, you are the branches. When we are regenerated, we are the branches on the vine. Romans 11, but we are the branches of the white olive tree. Romans 11:24, you were cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree, were grafted contrary to natural into the cultivated olive tree. We were the wild olive tree. We are merciful by Him. We've been grafted into the olive tree.
成了葡萄树上的枝子
we can produce the oil, we can produce the wine. Luke 10:34, talk about the good Samaritan. We ask the good Samaritan, we always use oil and wine to supply others. In Romans 7, talk about the living bread and living water. He will flow out from our inward part of ours. John 7:38, he who believes into me, believes into me, out of his innermost shall flow. When we believe into him, then we can have flow out. We can flow the river. We go out and preach. We need to believe into him first, allow him to flow into us so that we can flow out. Romans 7 talk about believe and in him, believe into him, and then flow out. In Romans 8 talk about the preaching and our work is to flow out the rich and supply. There are two points. Point A, the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity becomes a supply to the believers in fruit bearing. To bear fruit is to preach the gospel by dispensing the riches of Christ into others. B, in feeding the lamb, we dispense further the riches of the divine life to the new believers for their growth in life. Our preaching the gospel is to dispense what we enjoy. This is bearing fruit. To the unbelievers, you're preaching the gospel. To the believers, we are shepherding one another, others. Now we come to Romans 9. There are 5 points. A, we must abide in Christ so that Christ may abide in us to carry out the divine dispensing in us. B, we must abide in Christ so that his word may abide in us to dispense all his riches embodied in his words. C, we must drink of Christ as the living water. D, we must eat Christ as the living bread. 5, altogether, we must flow out Christ in all the aspects of his riches as rivers of living water from within every inward part of our being. In E, talk about our every part, every inward part is our mind, emotion, and will. The way is to abide in him, abide in Christ. We must abide in Christ so that Christ may abide in us. This is the more we abide in him, the more he will abide in us. Abide in me and I in you. John 15:4. Point B, we must abide in Christ so that his word may abide in us. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. In John 15:7. Christ and his word, this living God would live in us, will abide in him. This living word will abide in the living word. The living God and the living word. And then C, talk about we drink the living water and we eat the living bread. It's all living. Then we can flow out. Amen. The water can flow within every inward part. He's a living God. We abide in the living God. He's the living word. We live in it, abide in living word. We have the living word. We drink the living water and we eat the living bread. Then we can live him out. The flowing out is living out. I think the thought pattern here is very clear. How about 2x2? We speak both Roman 8 and Roman 9. We can speak to one another. Roman 8 and Roman 9.
好，弟兄姊妹，我想这篇信息啊，
Brothers and sisters,
这个思路是很清楚啊，也很容易记得，也很容易啊，没有很多很深的。
It's pretty straightforward and practical.
It's
the process. We need to know the process. We allow Christ to dispense himself into us.
And
the practical way is to pay the price, to spend time before him. In the verses, in John, day 1, John 1, 14, talk about the word became flesh. Will be full of grace and reality. This full of grace and reality and the fullness, his fullness, we all receive. For of his fullness, we all receive. And he has his fullness, and we receive the fullness. We need to receive the fullness, not just once for all. Grace upon grace. It's grace, time receive. Repeatedly. Day 2, talk about the all-inclusive death, take away our sin, and the water flows out of the blood and the water. Day 3 is a Colossians 2, 6 to 7. We have received Christ. We have been rooted and being built up. Having been rooted and being built up in him. And then we can absorb him. For in him dwells in the fullness of God bodily. You have been made full in him. He dwells all the fullness, but we also receive him, fullness from him. Day 4, in the soil, you have all the elements. The death, the buried, be raised up. In day 5, 1 John 2, 27, the anointing abide in you. Amen. This is the mutual abiding. Mutual abiding. You just... To abide, to make abode, is spend time. The Lord is not just pay a short visit. He want to abide in you. He want to spend time and stay with you. Philippians 1:19. This is the compound spirit. Is the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Day 6. Have six abide. Abide in me and I in you. The abiding is the true eating and drinking and enjoying. In verse 21:15, this is shepherding. This is the do you love me?
And
he said, feed my lamb. Go and feed my lamb. The outline is very clear, but we need to spend time before the Lord. And the more we spend time, and maybe we can, 2x2, we can have prayer. Amen.